Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 19th of March, 68, and I thought it was about time I made a tape to you. Everything here is fine, and I'm well. Really, I'm in very good health. The weather is getting warmer. You have to believe that. If I'm warm, it's got to be getting warmer. And today I was warm, because I had on too much as far as clothing. But spring is on its way, and I'm very delighted about it. I have been receiving all of your mail. Last night I received several slips of news, and you also had included an article relating the story of an elephant sitting on the hood of a VW, and I got a charge out of that. Let's see, in reference to your news, I'm very happy that you keep me informed on what's happening with Bess. I was quite concerned. I'm glad to hear she's coming along fine. Of course, it's difficult for me because I can't write anything simply because I'm not supposed to know about it. So, it's kind of hard. Plus all the other people you keep in touch with, mother, my brother, and all the friends. I know this is time-consuming for you. Please don't make it a big project. You know, do what you can when you can, but don't go out of your way because you won't have any free time to yourself. let's see. I went down to Seoul today. I just got back. Today's my day off. I took some material down, material I had bought in Busan, and I bought some lining for it, and I took it to a dressmaker down there, and I have to go for a fitting on Saturday. It's I'm having a jacket made, black and white, very light wool. I thought I'd get a lot of wear out of a jacket more than I would a coat. Plus, I'm having a dress made. It's a long sleeve, oh, I don't know, it's not a turtleneck dress, but it has a collar effect on it, a turned over collar, round. And that's going to be black and red. I don't know how they'll turn out. In fact, I can't even remember how much I paid for the material. I'm telling you, I have a head like a sieve. To have it made is 1,000 won for the dress. And that's about, about $4 or so. And then 800 won for the jacket. So that's not bad. And I didn't pay a great deal for the material, although the black and white wool, I think that was 2-something a yard. I don't even know how many yards I bought again. I should have marked everything down. I have forgotten. But it's impossible to buy clothes here. And I don't need that many things. So I made the effort and went down today just to do that. My biggest gripe is that it takes about an hour and 15, 20 minutes to get there and to come back. So there you have 2.5, 3 hours just traveling, just to do anything, you know, because we have nothing around here. Plus today the bus didn't come, the 10 o'clock bus, so I didn't get a bus until 10:45. And I was just lucky it was a bus going down for maintenance. So I got on, I had the whole bus to myself. But it took the whole day just to go down, and I was only in the dressmaker shop about 15 minutes. She just measured me. And as I say, I have to go back for a fitting. I also stopped into the boutique, which is the only store in Yongsan that has American clothes. But they also sell wigs. Oh, I have to tell you all this. So anyhow, I ordered, and they won't have this until sometime in July, can you imagine? But I ordered a very, very short wig, because my hair is short, and I would like to see if I couldn't get a very, very short wig to set in the event that I do have to go out somewhere, you know? But that'll be somewhere around $18, $20. It's a handmade whole wig. But very, like a skull cap type thing. I don't think I told you this. Last week, Micah and Gwen and I went down to Seoul, to the wig factory. Oh, what a time we had. They have over 60 colors. And to match your own hair, even while you're there, is very difficult because they have like 15 shades of light brown, you know. But I did order a wig, a whole wig. Gwen has three wigs plus a fall piece and a fall wig and all this stuff. The one I ordered, they didn't have. They have to, I mean, you can buy them right there. See, they have so many. If they have what you want, you just pay for it and it's yours. But the one I want, they had to order, so we'll get it sometime next week. Michael had to order one, too. The one that I ordered from this wig factory is a full wig. It's like 6 to 8 inches long. But to me, it's longer than that because it's shoulder length. Of course, my hair has never been that long in years. But it's shoulder length, and what you have to do is get them cut and styled and set and everything by the beautician. So they have two types of complete wigs. They call them shorties, even though to me they're long. One is what I call the adjustable kind that you can make a little bit tighter. It has two little elastic hooks in them, like, and you can pull them to tighten it or loosen it. The other one, they call it the stretch wig, and you cannot adjust it. However, when I put the stretch wig on, it felt loose to begin with. Now, if your head is bigger, this is fine because it'll stretch to the size of your head. But if your head is small, it won't shrink in any way. So that I ordered the adjustable kind. This strikes me funny. The adjustable kind, they're all handmade completely, but the adjustable kind is $5 less than the stretch. It would seem to me it would be the other way around, but it isn't. The one I'm getting is something like $21, $22. That's for the full wig, you know. Now, I have the price list. I was trying to remember it. I have it right in my pocketbook, as a matter of fact. I had about 8 copies made up because a lot of the men here are interested in buying wigs for their wives. This place exports them to New York and Paris or wherever it is. But they have a big exporting concern. Anyhow, I got a big charge out of going down and buying a wig. I'm telling you, I'm going to hell with myself with these haircuts. I'm still wearing my Twiggy, or my Twiggy, it's kind of between a pixie and a Twiggy, but really I don't have the hair for it, Duchess. Everybody says it looks fine all, but unless I plaster it down with hairspray, it's just too flighty. It's all over my head. Now, today I didn't use any spray, and it's just like a shaggy dog, you know, like I come out of the shower, because there's no permanent left in it. And it's fine when I take the hairspray and I tease it and plaster it down. But you know me, I like to run my hands through my hair and occasionally a comb through my hair. And of course, you can't do this if you have it sprayed heavily. So I don't know how long I'll keep this. I've been changing it quite a bit. I mean, even though it's very short, I've been combing it back to the side, down the front. So I'm getting a little bit more used to it, and I think the hair is getting trained a little bit. But if it would just lay the way you combed it, you know, mine doesn't, because it just doesn't have any body to it at all. Anyway, I still have it. Needless to say, there's not much I can do because it is so short, but if I want to brush it back, I could. So I'm going all out with these experiments, trying new hairdos. And I'm excited about the wig. And as I say, now I'll have two. I have one I'll get next week, and this other one I just ordered this morning, and that may take a couple of months. But I think the one that I get next week, that'll be far too long. I'll get that cut a bit, but not too much, because it would be a shame to get most of it cut off. I think I'll keep that at a longer length. And I got it as close as I could to my own hair. Although, I don't know. You think you know your own color, but when you see so many colors, it's hard. Anyhow, if you would be interested, and I know I don't have to do this right away, but possibly in the next few months, you know, send me some hair, a lock of hair. Now, the lighter ones would run, $2 or $3 more. They have dark, medium, and light, and yours would be the light, and it would be, the stretch kind, that's all handmade now, the stretch, that would be around $30, $31, $32 for the light color. And the adjustable would be about $25 or so. But if you're interested, and I think these are the wigs that go for, $100 or $200 maybe in the States. I mean, I've seen quite a few write-ups about the difference in prices and the commodity of wigs over here compared to those in the States. It's a tremendous difference. Now, this is not true of everything, but stereo equipment and wigs, those two items I know are worthwhile buying over here. So, the only thing is don't be disappointed, because the color is very hard to match. And as I say, there's no rush on it. But if you think in the future you would like one, please, speak up. I told the boys, the officers that are interested, I don't wish to go down and pick out their wigs because it's too much of a responsibility. I don't want to be blamed for getting the wrong color. And you can do that very easily, because as I said, even with the three of us there, checking on our own hair, and we found it very difficult to pick the color that was best suited, because every time you got in a different light, you seemed to have a different shade of hair. Anyway, that's my story on wigs, my latest venture. They also have, Duchess, falls, and you'll know much better than I will about these pieces, hair pieces, but the fall, which comes in one or two lengths, and they have the fall wigs, which is like a partial wig with a long fall. Oh dear. And then they have wiglets. They call them wiglets? Yeah, wiglets. And I think these are curls that you can add to your own curls or something. Anyway, I'll send you the list that I have, because I had a copy made for you. And you can look it over and make some kind of a decision.